From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. President Obama says the country must focus on reducing the school dropout rate in an ever more competitive world.
High school dropouts are more likely to be teen parents, more likely to commit crime, more likely to rely on public assistance, more likely to lead shattered lives.
The president is proposing a fund of $900 million for states and school districts that commit to drastically changing and closing, where necessary, their lowest performing schools. Mr. Obama said the problem is one the nation cannot afford to ignore. Nearly a third of students entering high school in the U.S. do not graduate. Figures show the problem affects minority youth, in particular blacks and Hispanics, disproportionately. The Commerce Department reports personal incomes barely budged in January, inching up 0.1%. But personal spending rose a seasonally adjusted 0.3%. That was more than most analysts had expected. Danielle Carson reports.
Personal incomes and spending are important measures of a strong economy. Economists say January's anemic income showing is the weakest in 4 months and could throttle back spending in the near future. And that could set back the economic recovery, since consumer spending accounts for nearly 3/4 of the country's gross domestic product. Both income and spending took a beating during the recession, but were slowly climbing at the end of last year. That's not changing, but the recovery won't happen quickly. The latest numbers show the economic picture remains muddled. There have been discouraging data on other fronts in the past couple of weeks. New and existing home sales, consumer confidence, all tumbled. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson.
The United Nations is promising to rush aid deliveries to Chile in response to the government's request for help in recovering from the weekend's massive earthquake. It's estimated up to 2 million people were affected, and the death toll now surpasses 700. The BBC's Gideon Long is in Santiago.
With each passing hour, the situation in the towns and cities closest to the epicenter becomes more and more difficult. Many people have now spent 2 full nights sleeping outside, too afraid to return to their homes. Law and order is an increasing concern. People have been looting supermarkets in search of food and water. The army has been given special powers to restore calm in Concepcion, Chile's second biggest city and one of the closest to the epicenter. A curfew was imposed overnight in some of the worst hit areas, and the government said it was largely observed, despite a number of strong aftershocks that sent frightened residents running out into the streets.
That's the BBC's Gideon Long in Santiago, Chile. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at last check was up 67 points, the NASDAQ Composite up 26, and the S&P 500 up 8. Stocks overseas have been trading higher today as well. This is NPR News. Toyota's president has apologized to consumers in China, the world's largest automotive market, for his company's recent run of quality problems and recalls. The grandson of the company's founder flew straight to China from the U.S., where he testified last week before Congress. NPR's Anthony Kuhn has this report from Beijing.
President Akio Toyoda conceded that massive global recalls had worried Chinese consumers, and he offered his sincere apologies. He reassured consumers that they should have no problems with Prius or Lexus automobiles because the defective parts which caused recalls elsewhere were not being used in China. Toyoda emphasized that China was a key market for his company. Last month, Toyota recalled more than 75,000 RAV4 sports utility vehicles, which contained defective gas pedals. The vehicles were made in China at a joint venture plant. Toyota's China operations have brought robust profits as the country's vehicle sales grew by 45% last year. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
Officials in France say at least 58 people have died in a violent storm. At least 6 people died in other countries as the storm lashed Western Europe. Most of the deaths in France are on the Atlantic coast in the Vendée region. In the U.S., power crews are still trying to restore electricity to about 200,000 customers after 2 snow and wind storms last week. A study published in the journal Pediatrics finds a quarter of U.S. parents believe some vaccines can cause autism in healthy children, even though research has found no link. But despite their concern, the new study shows most parents do follow doctors' advice and have their children vaccinated against diseases. I'm Paul Brown in Washington.